Welcome to Dancin' Moon Songcast. I'm Scott Simpson, casting from Dancin' Moon Studio in Spearfish Canyon on the north end of the Black Hills of South Dakota, right on the banks of the Spearfish Creek. If you'd like to follow along, you can download a free PDF of my lyric book from scottsimpsonmusic.com/lyrics. And of course, you can find links to all my music there as well. So let's get casting and find out what song we're going to talk about this time.
Well, welcome to a very special episode, actually a very special series of episodes of Dancin' Moon Songcast. This is Vote Spearfish Week. I don't know when you're listening to this, but I'm going to be putting these out during the week of January 14th through the 21st. We're just cutting loose and breaking out of the weekly podcast thing and going into the daily podcast thing. I'll tell you why we're doing that. Spearfish has been selected by the Small Business Revolution television program as a finalist among only five smaller towns to be featured on season five of that program, and to receive $500,000 in small business assistance. The key is, during this week, we need to garner as many votes as possible. And so I'm going to put out a podcast every week featuring a song dedicated and inspired by Spearfish and our region, and encourage you, wherever you are, it doesn't matter. You don't have to live in Spearfish. You don't have to live in South Dakota. You don't have to live in the United States. You can be anywhere on the planet. And all you have to do is go to smallbusinessrevolution.org and vote for Spearfish. There are five towns on the voting, but Spearfish is the one you need to vote for. The other four are fine towns, I'm sure. But Spearfish is the one we're promoting, and that's if you're listening to this and we haven't passed January 21st, 2020 yet, then please go do that. You can do it once a day, every day up until January 21st. So that said, this episode, we're going to take a look at a song. It's an instrumental song, appropriately named Spearfish Canyon, which is where I live. It's the home of Dancin' Moon Songcast. And so we'll listen to Spearfish Canyon. It originally came out in 2005 on Before the Great Divide album, and then was remastered twice. It's that amazing. Both in 2015, we did remasters of Circuitous and Before the Great Divide, and also did an all instrumental remaster album called The Road Behind. We're going to be actually listening to that version from The Road Behind on 2015. So we'll go ahead and listen to Spearfish Canyon and talk a little bit about it on the other end, and then remind you how to vote for Spearfish in the Small Business Revolution Final Five. Thank you. So that was Spearfish Canyon, originally composed around 2005. That year it appeared on the Before the Great Divide album. I've talked about some songs on that album before. At the time, we were living in Canyon, Texas, and working at a youth camp that was in the mountains, in the Sangre de Cristo Mountains in New Mexico. So a lot of loveliness there in New Mexico. And Canyon, Texas was a nice place as well. It is right close to the Big Canyon on the high plains of the panhandle of Texas called Paladuro Canyon. You may be familiar with Paladuro Canyon. They do a big musical show every year, and it's definitely a lovely spot, and we enjoyed living there. But this particular year, as I've mentioned before, we were on the verge of realizing we were going to have to move. Things didn't work out where we were working, and although we enjoyed our time there, and it was wonderful working for the camp, that job ended, and we were in the throes of trying to figure out how we could possibly move back to the place we had always wanted to be in the first place, Spearfish. And thinking about Spearfish Canyon, remembering our hiking as a family, hiking with our girls in backpack, hiking with our dogs. And so I was working on the original basis of the song was started on the guitar, just a basic kind of chord progression, finger picking there. And so I was playing around with that and then decided to ask my wife. On this album, we were trying to kind of make it a family album. My wife is taught piano for many years and is a wonderful keyboardist. And so I kind of laid down the original track with just the guitar then invited her to sit down at the keyboard and see what she might do embellishment-wise. And it went way beyond of embellishment. In fact, I think my favorite part of this song is that piano piece. It's just absolutely beautiful. If you've been to Spearfish Canyon, you know that there are multiple waterfalls, Bridal Veil Falls and Spearfish Falls, and then lots and lots of other falls, Rough Lock Falls, and then smaller ones here and there, and ones that come up seasonally that aren't always there, but come up. But there's this beautiful lots and lots of falls, especially when we've got some wonderful wet weather. What she did with the piano, those runs, going up and then down and falling down and cascading kind of down, kind of remind me a lot of those falls in the canyon and of hikes with those falls. And so here we were in Canyon, Texas, a very, very, very dry, high plains sort of environment, lovely in its own way, famous for having a canyon, and yet hoping somehow to get back to Spearfish Canyon. And so this song came up. The other instrument that you hear in there, of course, is a wooden flute, which really is then the connection back to for me at least, to New Mexico. The work at the camp that we had done took us to Santa Fe quite a bit, and experiencing the beautiful indigenous flute music that just is prevalent there had inspired me years before, and I had bought a flute And so that came in then to the song. The flute kind of gives me that feel, especially when you put some reverb on there, that feel of a big, wide, open canyon and the echo across the canyon, big, wide, open spaces. And so the flute seemed to be something that would add in just the right element to the guitar and the cascading, waterfalling piano part. So that was our inspiration then. Fortunately, by the end of that year, we did manage to move back to Spearfish Canyon. Well, to Spearfish. And now we live in Spearfish Canyon. So, you know, just all the good things have come together. We're thankful about all of that. Well, there you have it. That's Spearfish Canyon. It is on 2015's The Road Behind, which is a large collection of instrumental pieces. It's also on 2015's Circuitous and Before the Great Divide remasters. I want to remind you again, please support us. It is Vote Spearfish Week. Go to smallbusinessrevolution.org and you'll find a little button up near the upper right-hand corner of your screen, and it says Vote Now for Season 5. Click on that. Give us a vote for Spearfish. You can do that every single day up through January 21st, 2020. We hope to be a part of that Small Business Revolution program in Season 5. It'd be great. As always, you can find all of my music at scottsimpsonmusic.com. All my music, all my lyrics, you can stream from Spotify, from Apple Music, from iHeartRadio, anywhere else that you like to stream. We will be coming back. Normally, we come back every Friday. We're going to be coming back tomorrow. Doggone it. We're just busting loose this week for Vote Spearfish Week. So join us again tomorrow for another song that is all about the beautiful town and region known as Spearfish, South Dakota. Be well.